WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Blues revivals come and go, but they usually select particularly romantic loners to revive. Music critic Milo Miles says Tennessee native Bobby Blue Bland is a blues master who doesn't fit the outsider image. Bland began as a pal of B.B. King and Johnny Ace, but had no success until several years after they were established. Milo has this review of two recent CD collections that cover Bland's long career.
Love and affection, a heart so true, are yours for the asking. I've got it all right here for you.
Bobby Blue Bland should be as famous as B.B. King. Well, that's probably too much. But it's certainly a bitter shame that Bland remains a big cult star and not synonymous with sophisticated urban blues. Certainly his voice can be the equal of any instrument that ever played the music. He had scads of hits on the black charts in his peak years from 1957 to 1964 or so, but he almost never crossed over. It didn't help that he recorded for an indie label as exploitative as any, but maybe the real problem is that you just can't reduce Bobby Bland to a one-line legend. Complex as it is, his appeal is enormous.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Bland has always had a lot of his prime work in circulation. But the most sumptuous reissues ever made are the double CDs called I Pity the Fool and Turn On Your Love Light. Bland absolutely inhaled a mob of influences that appealed to him. He's considered blues, but he's no stranger to soul and pop. He intensified the ballad emoting of white crooners like Tony Bennett. He turned the sermon roars of the Reverend C.L. Franklin into a squall of secular excitement. Still, picking out the sources of Bland's style is really beside the point. You can hear the inspirations without ever feeling he's an imitation. In a way, hefty Bobby Bland's closest parallels are Barry White and Heavy D. They're all hulking love men who sweet-talk women and build passion one caressed note at a time. Call it the grand tradition of the unstuds. Bland overwhelms at mid-tempo or slower as he opens up wells of despair and abandonment ordinary sufferers can't even imagine. The old line is that blues guys treat women like devils and soul guys treat them like angels. Bland treats lovers like mean angels. His basic cry might be, "Why hast thou forsaken me?"
Nobody cares about me. I ain't even got a friend. Baby's gone and left me. When will my troubles end? Black night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. Now another day is gone.
Rock fans often praise Bland for rough early numbers like It's My Life, Baby, and I Woke Up Screaming, and Further Up the Road. But I don't know, is there all that representative of his work? The wonder of I Pity the Fool and Turn On Your Love Light is how determined, how unerring Bland and his group were, session after session. Bland still makes records and performs. His rasping squall was once a vehicle of glory and terror, but these days it sounds more like an enormous burp. He'll hit retirement age this year and deserves to coast a little. It's anyone who hasn't discovered Bland that has to get to work. Although I Pity the Fool has about as many hits as Turn on Your Love Light, Bland's manner is fully formed on the second anthology. You just have to take a step toward Bobby Blue Bland. He'll come to you the rest of the way.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston.